Blog Talk Radio.
Leaving
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Apostle Sadie R. Elliott. So glad you have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic we're going to be talking about today, and we also have an apostle that will be our guest on our broadcast today. So if you know anyone that needs to tune in today, give them the guest call-in number, which is area code 646-716-4389. And before we start, we'll have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning just thanking you for this day, thanking you for each and every person that will tune in this broadcast today, whether it's through archives later, whether on their computer now, whether they're at the office, at home, by telephone. God, we say thank you for what you're going to do today on this broadcast today, dear Heavenly Father. This broadcast will be like none other. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, and thank God. Well, our topic today is never underestimate your thoughts. You know, we can have thoughts from the time we get up to the time we go to bed. And God will give us good things to think about. But we'll try to throw them out and say, that's not of God. Or we read something. I'm just giving you different examples. You know, so let's go ahead and start. I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes. I thought on my way and turned my feet unto thy testimony. If you are sensible, you will take some time to study the path that you have traveled and consider the direction in which you are going. If you neglect to do this, you may find to your regret that you achieve little in life. Eventually, your daily routine may become the grave of your ideas and ambition. And throughout the broadcast, we may be talking about ideas, ambition, achievement, and we're going to have a lot of words we're going to bring forth. But let me tell you, first of all, what underestimate means, because a lot of people may not realize what it means. You know, it means to make low an estimate of the quality, the degree, or worth of, to consider someone to be less capable of effectively than is actually the case. An estimate that is or proved to be too low. You know, to think insufficiently highly of. You know, when you think about to estimate at too low a value, rate, or the like, sometimes people think of themselves too low. They don't give themselves enough credit or value, you know. But we want to correct that today. So as I go forward today, anybody that's on the line that would like to talk on this broadcast, all you have to do is hit 1. On your keypad, and I'm going to surely bring you in. I will see. I'm looking at my switchboard, and I can tell when you come on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, woman of God. Welcome to Joy and Peace.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen. Am I coming clear through? Can you hear me good?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Praise the Lord. You know, there are too many people who blame their circumstances for their lack of accomplishment and refuse to admit that their circumstances are the direct consequence of their lack of mental power and planning. You know, the fact is that your thoughts possess an immense power. And we're talking about the power in this, in your thought, because in your thought pattern, we got to have some power. Some Holy Ghost power. We don't want no any kind of power, but some Holy Ghost power. But since I have a special guest on today, I'm not going to let this alligator run all the time. I'm going to let my guest come on and speak. And I'm going to bring you Apostle Burnell Mack from Killeen, Texas. And I'm going to let her come in her own way.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Apostle. God bless you. bless everyone on this morning. I thank God for the opportunity to share this morning. The topic today is the power of your thoughts. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the power of our thoughts. It's powerful because it's one of the strongest and most useful power we possess today, our thoughts. It passes through our mind as it's responsible for everything that we do. It's like our mindset. It influences our behavior, our attitudes, and controls our actions. Our thoughts do. Our thoughts somehow can be used in a powerful way, as the woman of God say, or as in a negative way. The mindset on what we thinking and how we thinking is our reality. Because God can put a positive thought in our mind for us to say, well, look, he's speaking and saying, well, go to the house, but look before you step on the first step. It might be $10 down there. Now, if we see something tangible, yes, we're going to run for it. But if he's telling us something spiritually, sometimes our mind can pick it up, but then we're not receiving it because we don't think good stuff is supposed to happen for us. But it do. Whatever we can receive in our mind, it can become our reality. If your mindset is not focused the way it's supposed to be focused on the things of God, if everybody ain't saved, but we're by lifestyle, by the leading of others, and we see their lifestyle will bring us into, well, hey, this is what they're doing. This is what I want to be something to do what they're doing, because they don't seem like they go through nothing, but we do. But our thought process have to line up precept upon precept. In the word of God, in the book of Jeremiah 29:11, the Lord said that his thoughts were good of Jeremiah and not of evil to bring him an expected end. He even knew him before he found him in his mother's womb. Even though Jeremiah was going through some things, Jeremiah still, you know, because people were saying, well, Jeremiah don't ever prophesy nothing good, this and that. And you know the story for some of us do and some of us don't. To say that Jeremiah would never prophesy or never prophesy nothing good to the person that he was prophesying to is always a doom and gloom, seemed like it. But God, that had depressed Jeremiah in a way. But what God did was letting Jeremiah know, I knew you. I know who I ordained you to be. I know what my thought was of you before you entered your mother's womb to bring you to the expected end. And sometimes we can be going through some stuff, and God will give us a thought in our spirit. I like the woman of God say, our mind is constantly racing. Things pop in and out our mind. Even our subconscious or consciousness, as we sleep or awoke, things pop in and out. But you got to decipher which two is which one is the best one and which one is not. If you know how to decipher from good from evil, you will know that the things that our thought is so powerful, because like I say, not only we receiving this thing downloading in our spirit, but it's our reality. We got the reality to do something good with that thought, or the reality to do something bad with that thought. So our thought is the thing that make us operate, or should I say move us. Our thought can be, well, I'll get up and go to the store. Lord, lead me to who it is that you want me to minister to today. It might not be at that particular store. You might want to go to Walmart. But God said, no, I need you to go to HEB. Well, Lord, I want to go to Walmart. But you ask the Lord to lead you and guide you and direct you on who to minister to today. You ask him, and he's leading you. If he leads you, you got to follow. Because somebody might be needing a healing over at HEB while you're so ready to go to Walmart when the person who you need to minister to is not to Walmart. They are HEB. Our thought is so powerful that it's like the power of a picture. We can think a thing in our mind, and it become like a picture to us. We can see this thing coming to fruition. How do we know if some of us who not saved, and some of us who is? Because I'm quite sure I'm talking to believers now. For those who know the Lord, our thoughts, we know when God has given us a good thought or a bad thought. Or even if a person who's not saved but listening and want to get a closeness with the Lord, you try to decipher, you're a young babe in Christ, you try to figure out, well, what is this God or is this not? If God tell you to do something and you're not sure it's God, always know this here. If God will give you a thought, he's going to give you something good. It's not a bad. And if it's something bad, it's not from God. It's from the enemy. Because the devil will never tell you to do anything good. Our thoughts are powerful because it makes up on what we do and how we respond in society. Amen. Amen. Bless you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Apostle Matt. You know, and as
Amen.
You were speaking, I was thinking, you know, negative thoughts not only create an ineffective life, but can sometimes be extremely dangerous because they easily cause one to act irresponsible without taking into consideration the right and the feeling of other people. We have all that's on this line today have come across those type of things in our life, saying negative things. And I used to wonder as I was growing up, and mother and them used to say all the time, think before you open your mouth.
When you speak.
And before you count to 10, before you say something that you will regret in any given situation, you know, because people now, they lips are just loose lips, shape that they say, sink battleship. Some people just stand in front of you and just say anything. They don't pray about it. They don't ask God about it. They don't ask God if they should say it. The thoughts, the first thing come out, what's in their head, they speak it. But go counsel with God first. Because all the thoughts you have in your mind ain't from God.
Amen.
And, you know, people got to realize that. And before, without taking any consideration, the right and feeling of other people. You know, we want to be treated. Right. And we want to treat the other person right. We don't want to dog somebody out and think they're supposed to be sweet as pie to us. No, we want to be treated just like they want to be treated right. So that means we have to watch what we say and what we do, because our thoughts can go, our thoughts sometimes, we can be sitting down, it's running faster than a locomotive train.
Boom, boom, boom.
You know, it's going just like that, constantly, counseling. But, okay, God, just like you gave that good example between Walmart and HEB, it'd be the same way with the Word of God. God may give you a scripture and a thought on that scripture, and you're going to ponder over that. And somebody you may hear in the course of that day, whether it's on the TV, whether it's on your computer, your cell phone, or somebody call you by phone and may bring up something, and you're going to think a few minutes, you're going to say, wait a minute, God dropped that in my spirit this morning, that very thought, that very thing. And then you got somebody you can relate to with that particular thought, situation, or whatever that had arrived. And he's just that kind of God. He'll bring us things, you know. And when we got negative and immature thoughts of the basic cause of disrespectful behavior toward other people, we have to be so careful. As ministers and women of God in leadership, we can't say everything, every thought that comes to our mind. We can't speak things that we know within our heart and mind. Let me not say nothing. Let me just be cool. Let me just keep my mouth closed a little while. Let me hear what the situation and everything going on, because I may speak out of turn. And pray before you say something to somebody. God, what would you have me to say in this given situation? Because my thought, and I open my mouth, and you know, once we open that mouth, we can't take that back.
Can't
we can ask God for forgiveness, but it's like we done throwed a dagger at somebody, hit somebody in the heart with it. And then we, all day, we confessed it. We going before God. God, I didn't mean to say that. But he had given you the right thought to say. But then you let the enemy come in. I better put that enemy. We let that enemy come in and destroy what God done give us. And so we, as leaders, have to be so careful. You know, to think positive is to act creative in every situation. However dark the future may seem, the positive thinking always plans constructively. Constructively thinking have developed the ability to look beyond the darkness and to continue cherishing high ideas. And that where that word I said, one of the tag words is idea. Because we can have, God can give us some wonderful ideas. And we so happy that God has given us idea. I have learned through age, time, the ideas he gives us, we can't share them with everybody.
Amen.
We can't tell everybody what God is saying. Everybody's not going to be happy for it. They're not ready to receive it. All they can do is give you negativity. I wouldn't do that, girl, if I was you. That's not going to work good. Here that come, that negative stuff. But here, on the other hand, you between a rock and a hard place. You standing in the center of a road going both ways, left or right. And God done told you which way to go, but you don't call Sally Sue or Joe Blow and run it down to them. Well, girl, I wouldn't do it that. Come on over here and help me. Forget about that. Okay, God gave you the idea and gave you the thought. So why would you turn up and not do what God said? Then you wonder why you don't have the blessing.
Come on.
He had gave it to you. He told you exactly what to do with it, how to do it. Just stay with God. Stay, like my brother always telling me, stay on track. Stay with God. Told you. Don't run over there because the field look like it's greener over there. God got you right here. Stay where you at, because he going to move you inch by inch where you need to go. But just because that other person feel, just like with the cows and the horses and stuff, using that as a prayer phrase, they feel that, oh, they got some pretty green grass over there. I wonder what kind of grass, St. Augustine grass, what kind of grass over there that those cows are grazing on or the horse. And when you get over there and find out it wasn't a bit greener than what God had give you and yours was better. But you'd have made a mistake of running over there thinking you get keep the thoughts that God give you.
Yeah.
You know what's negative, and you know what's positive. And that's what God wants us to do. Apostle, you want to say something else? Feel free.
Yes, ma'am. What I wanted to do was talk a little bit about dealing with how can we control our mind from unwanted thoughts. Well, Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Following the mind of Christ, letting our mind not run here and there, as the woman of God said. We need to meditate on the word of God. And asking, as the woman of God stated, ask the Lord, what is it about this thought you gave me? What is it should I do with the thought that you've given unto me? But also, we not only need to pray about it, we need to weigh it. Is this thought going to bring glory to God? Or is this thought something like, you know, to keep away the evil thoughts? If you're going to focus on God and do Philippians 2:5, let the mind be in you that's him, you ain't going to get no crazy thoughts or anything. You're going to pass that down immediately. And you're going to do opposite from what the enemy is telling you to do. God is never the author of confusion. And he will never, if you are in Christ, are you learning to walk with Christ, He'll never confuse you. He will always allow your mind to come on in as you talk to him, and he will explain to you or let you know what it is you should do. So always seek his counsel first. If he send you to someone, but 9 times out of 10, if you ask God a question, he don't answer it. So that's pretty much what I want to say. Just let the mind of Christ be in you and be led by God and just weigh that thing. Meditate on what this thing is saying. Is it him or is it not? Be able to decipher between the two. Amen.
Amen. You know, it's something else I wanted to add to our topic today. Never underestimate your thoughts. You know, it's the same. It says never underestimate a woman because you don't know what she's thinking.
Amen.
Never underestimate your opponent, because you don't know what your opponent is thinking, that they're going, how they're going to get next to you or what they're going to do next.
Yes.
And like we was talking about power, never underestimate the power of God. Oh, my.
Yes.
You know, that power is so strong. And we asking God for power right now. We need his Holy
God,
Ghost power. We need that power,
Lord,
that will be able to break the bonds and the chain right now some thoughts some people have. Because we have some people got some thoughts right now. And if they say, if the thoughts that they had in their mind, if it would be a gun, you might be there with the thoughts some people have on their mind. And we can't read their thoughts. So we have to be so careful when we're around people that, Lord, let this mind, as you say, be in Christ Jesus. Because our mind, I can understand now, as we was coming up when they used to say a cliche at school, our mind is a terrible thing to waste. Because you don't know. Their thought, all this stuff going on now, it started with a thought. These people were just killing, abusing children, abusing wives, all this kind of, it started with a thought. And they kept that thought going. They didn't try to dismiss that bad. That was the negative thought. What they should have did is went to God and got the positive thought. Remove that negativity. And you know, that, you know, they are distracted by their immediate circumstances. I mean, whatever circumstances they're going through right now, they're not keeping their focus. They're being distracted. And nowadays, people can be distracted so quick and so easily. They start out doing one task, before you know it, they're doing 4 other 5 tasks and haven't completed the first task that God has put them on. You know, he don't want your hands and and 50 pots, just keep it in that one pot, that one spot, until he move you on to the next one. Let God do it. You know, we want to let people control our thoughts and our mind when God want to control it. But once we start getting in the Word of God like never before and start reading what that Word is saying, he'll start backing up that Word from Scripture to Scripture. He'll have us going back and forth that we would say, you know, oh, God, I got it. I got it, God. So if anybody come and try to change your thought, they won't be able to do it.
Yes.
You know, because, you know, if you are able to focus on the final goal, he's trying to get you to a place. And to get to that next level, you got to keep your mind on what he have told you to do. But once you take your mind off God, what he said to do, you got so many distractions. And taking you 10 or 15 years to get back to where you was right there, and all you had to do was walk through the door.
That's
but
it.
You let your mind got distracted, declutter. You know, you stop focusing on what he had you to do. You know, this may seem to be an unattainable idea, but many people have proven that it is possible if we only place our faith in God.
Yeah.
A living faith produces positive and creative thoughts.
Yes.
A living faith produces positive and creative thoughts. You know, leaders and finishers of our faith and living close to you, I always had a positive attitude toward life, and that's what we have to do.
Thank you,
no matter what the situation look like, we got to say, wait a minute, that little cliche and these little bands that was wearing years ago, what would Jesus do? Sit down and say, well, if Jesus, what would Jesus do? If he's still here, but what would Jesus do in this given situation? Think about that. And, you know, there is no salvation except in truth. And the rigid way of truth is through the mind.
Amen.
We have to keep this mind sharp. When something go to try to enter our mind, we got to go to praying and rebuking that thought immediately. Don't let it linger on you. Immediately, that is not of God. Let me get rid of it now. Send it back to the abyss, from the pits of hell, from where it comes. Don't let it take control of your mind, because just a thought will take control of somebody's mind, and they so far back, they don't know what occurred, what really happened.
Yeah.
They don't even know what kind of situation did they get in.
Yeah.
So, you know, I did it for 30 minutes today. Our topic, never underestimate your thoughts. So I hope everyone that were listening to the archives later, and Apostle Mac, anyone you want to listen to this broadcast, you can have them to go to the archives later and dial into that same number, or they can go on their computer and pull up today's message. And they will hear you speaking and the topic today on Never Underestimate Your Thoughts. And I want to thank you and the rest of them that came on the line today. And I give God the praise, because, see, it was a thought inviting Pastor Mac to the line. I know that was positive, so I got right on it. I didn't wait. I didn't, you know, procrastinate. I got right on it, because the woman of God has something to say to somebody that may be listening. If not on the line right now, it may be on the archives later. But we have to get the word out. And God been having me for 13 years getting the word out through Blog Talk every Wednesday from 10 to 10:30. When I have guests come on, I usually let them speak longer if they feel up, if they want to. And just let them go, let God work in them. Because it's not about saving, not about showing peace.
Right.
It's all about getting the word of God out. So when Jesus come back, we won't fall short of not doing the assignment he have given each one of us to do. So I want to thank all the guests that came on today. Some didn't say anything. They were online. I could see from my switchboard. And I thank you all for coming on today. And I thank God for those that may come on in the archives later on. And as my guest today, Pastor Mac, would you close us off in prayer, please, ma'am?
Yes, amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you on today. We thank you, Lord, for every listener, God. Lord, let the word that was said on this day touch their hearts, God. God, I also ask you to let Romans 12:2, where they can be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of their mind, that they may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Father, I pray that for my brothers and sisters in Christ today. But Father, as we begin to leave this land, but never ever your presence, Father, we ask you to bless, touch, heal, and deliver through your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Well, Pastor Mac, I have a cliche. It's not in the Word of God, but I've been telling it for 13 years. If I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. And thank you so much for coming on the broadcast today. This will not be the only time. You are welcome to come on this broadcast at any time. Feel free. And we're going to start you off with your own broadcast. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. I love you. God bless you.
And until next Wednesday, I want everyone to be blessed. I love you all. And have a wonderful week in the Lord. And until next Wednesday, we'll come back with another exciting topic. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. God bless you.